Hello, friends. Nothing very much has happened since I last spoke to you. Oh, I tell a lie. My hearing aid broke down, and on the Thursday, a week last Thursday, and I was in a silent world. Didn't realise how deaf I was, and we couldn't see anybody before the Monday. So I 4 days in a silent world. The family had to shout at me to make me understand anything. Anyway, on the Monday we went to the Wickham Hospital, to the hearing aid appliance department, and after a long wait, I got in to see the girl, and I knew very well she didn't know much about the modern hearing aids because I'd seen her before at Amersham. Anyway, she gave Kathy, told her if she went to floor higher, and in her room there, they'd look after us there. So eventually Kathy went up. Took me up this floor and went to this other room and welt the chair in, and who should be there but the chap I knew was an expert with the hearing aids. He says it's broke, he'll have to have a new one. And I thought, that's done it, that means another appointment, a long wait. But I was wrong. He fixed it up within 10 minutes. I was back in the hearing world. What a relief, what a pleasure. I didn't know how valuable or how deaf I were, but I realise it now. It's a valuable aid to hearing, is this, and it's working well. Well, we're nearing Christmas now. Big Dave and his wife Pamela visited yesterday morning, had a chat with us, and we exchanged Christmas gifts. A lovely couple, lad, and we really look forward to seeing them. And they often pop in for a cup of tea and a chat. We really appreciate the time they spend with us. I've received some nice cards by snail mail, and I've also received 3 Lawson, lovely Lawson cards, for which I am very, very, very thankful. And now I'm looking forward. I think I'm prepared for Christmas. I hope so, anyway. There's not a lot more to say except to wish everybody, all my friends, a Merry Christmas and a carefree Happy New Year. All being well, it'll be over by this time next week, and we'll be that much wiser. And I'll tell you the joke that I didn't tell you last time I talked to you. A man was walking, he decided, he fed up with sitting in the house, so he decided to have a walk across the fields. He come from Matlock. As he was walking for exercise across these fields, on the second field he saw a pig with a wooden leg. Very intrigued, he thought he'd see the farmer and ask him why the pig had got a wooden leg. So, as he walked along, the farmer's coming along the track towards him, and he stopped him. And he says, why's the pig got a wooden leg? Oh, he says, he's a clever pig, that. He says, does I know, yesterday, he says, an house got on fire, and he opened the door and let hens out, and then phoned fire engine. And a day or two prior to that, I was ploughing on tractor and tipped it over, and knocked myself out. Pig were in the field nearby, and he saw what had happened. So he rang the ambulance, and then he rang the fire brigade because the tractor got on fire. Said, a clever pig, that. The man says, yes, I realise he's a very clever pig. I understand that. But why has he got a wooden leg? Oh, he said, well, as I says, he's a lovely, clever, intelligent animal. And we didn't want to eat him all at once. Cheerio.